Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I have the privilege of speaking to Elizabeth Gooch, MBE, the CEO and founder of EGS Solutions. EGS Solutions and Elizabeth Gooch will be appearing in our Cardiff show on the 18th of February. However, first and foremost, I'm here to interview Elizabeth today on what is record revenues for Elizabeth's company, and their trading update is going and has surprised the city today. Hello, Elizabeth, and how are you?
Oh, hi, good morning, Peter. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for taking this interview with us. It's it's a privilege to have you on board.
Nice to meet you again.
Okie doke. Now, Elizabeth, we've not interviewed you before, so firstly, I just wanted to say congratulations on the record revenues. We're going to discuss that a bit further forward. But please, could you explain to our audience, which are not familiar with EGS Solutions, ticker symbol EGS, what it is that EGS Solutions do and the benefits of business optimization, please?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, we're a UK tech company. We have invented a product some time ago, which is known as workforce optimization for the back office. I think it's better to describe the back office as the complex processing teams. Mostly these teams are in retail, customer service type organisations. Our core sector is financial services, but there are big teams also in utilities, telcos, and in government as well. So what we do is optimise the performance of the people. But a bit unusual in that our product has a unique capability that most workforce solutions don't have. We are also able to optimise processes at the same time as optimising the human element. So putting those two things together, we guarantee our customers at least a 20% improvement in productivity, usually within 2 weeks of switching the software on. An implementation takes about 20 weeks, so we can deliver fantastic ROI for our customers. Our strapline for our customers is we're helping them to deliver better service for their end customers at lower cost, and essentially that's what we do.
Yes, because I noticed that in the past what you've done is that you've placed guarantees on returns and investment by companies.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We started doing that actually way back when we first founded the company. So it actually started out as a management consultancy, and we developed the product through working with many companies who all had the same problem. I'm getting a bit tired of developing it a spreadsheet every time. We developed a software solution. Get business in those early days. We were competing with the likes of the big six management consultancies at that time, and people would say, why would we deal with you? You're small compared with them. Indeed. And so we started to guarantee the work that we do.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, I wanted to ask, that's one of the questions I was going to ask you actually, your UK competitors, who are there? Who are your global ones? Because it's a big market, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, interestingly, we've seen very little competition in the last year. I think it's a big market, I think it's fair to say. So the size of our market is substantial. Is there a competition in every sale? A direct one? Not always. Less than 20% of any of our deals would have competition in it. We're usually competing with alternative projects rather than alternative solutions to what we do. We might be competing with a business process management implementation or a whole digitization project or, some sort of rationalization. Organizations can only really take on a few initiatives at once. So we're often competing not just for budget, but for airtime as well in order to get sales of what we do. But in the last 6 months, we've seen people very focused on optimization. So that's played into our results that you saw today.
Okie doke. So can you explain for those that are not aware of EGS, your core values in the sense of your can-do values, which are striking a chord with companies out there now?
Well, I mean, number one in our core values and what the C stands for is customer focus. So that's really important to us. We focus very hard on what our customers need from a product point of view. We develop products that meet those needs and make sure that they work. We have fantastic track record of implementation, and that's very important to us, so that we, you know, we get a good reputation for delivery with every customer that we work with. So you know, the can-do is, it starts off with that customer focus. It's about being agile. It's about having a no-nonsense approach. I mean, I'm from the Midlands, so
yes.
Call it a spade. And we're very driven by results, which we have to be in order to guarantee those benefits. But fundamentally, we work as one team with our customers. And the reason for that is we are delivering a solution that reduces cost. We reduce cost by reducing the number of people that need to be employed. We need the people who are in that business to be engaged with what we're doing and to embrace that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to achieve the benefits that we do. So can-do is vital to the success of what we do as a business.
Excellent, excellent. So with regards to the size of the business then, the size of the scope of what you're involved in, that niche, what size are we talking there? How big?
Different people have measured this market, and they talk about it being 3 times bigger, or 3 to 7 times bigger than the contact centre market. By contact centre, I'm talking about the people who are answering telephone calls. I think we all know that that's reducing anyway, because there are many ways of contacting organisations now. But it is significant. And I said right at the beginning, we're using the phrase back office. The back office, these complex processing teams are no longer at the back. They're becoming really important to organisations and can be critical to the service experience that they deliver to their customer. So, you know, the market is big enough for us to not bump into any direct competition. It's certainly substantial enough to keep us going for a good few years.
Excellent. So, Elizabeth, you are one of the few companies out there, especially of your size, that have got a significant technology partner, in a sense of Microsoft. How did you manage that to be gold certified with your size?
Yeah, okay. Well, we have two partners actually.
Yeah,
one is Microsoft.
That's one of them, yeah,
they're a development partner.
Yeah.
Way back when we first built our product, it was a giveaway, and as time went on and people started to want to buy it, we engaged with Microsoft. And actually, that was probably early days for Microsoft as well, because it wasn't the go-to solution provider at that time. And we've gone along with that. And obviously, it's become the de facto for most organizations as an operating platform. So Microsoft has been very important to us in terms of us working with them, developing our solutions using their lead and edge technology. And we work with them also because they help us with our go-to-market strategy for new products. So as soon as something is developed, it goes into the Microsoft labs to be very rigorously tested to make sure that it's performance. I think, Peter, it's important for us to mention here, we've got over 100,000 users of this software. If you imagine 100,000 users all complaining because software doesn't work, that would be pretty terrible. So
it
for
would,
us,
yes.
Getting a product out there works. And so every single upgrade goes through the Microsoft process.
Excellent. Now, Elizabeth, obviously, some people are going to be saying, how have you managed to have this trading update today? Record revenues, given what appeared, at least on the surface, to be quite a turbulent from the midpoint 2016 or boardroom changes. And you've come today and you surprised the market with record revenues of 5.6 million versus H1 of 2.5 million.
Yes. Well, there's nothing we like more than a challenge, Peter. So let's start with that. So we had a lot to do.
Midlands love a challenge, yeah.
I think there's been two influences on our success. The first one is internal and the second one is external. Internally, the change to our board enabled our organisation to focus on the very important fundamentals of our business. And those fundamentals essentially are about focus on customers, focus on the people within the business. And if we focus on those two things, the people will deliver the results for the clients will deliver the money. So you get happy customers, happy people and happy money. So focus has been a big big drive for us in our second half from an internal perspective. But I think we cannot fail to mention that there's an external focus too. And I think that's come from organisations focusing on their costs. In the environment of a great deal of change. Obviously, we've had Brexit in the UK.
Yes.
Not all of our trade has come from the UK market. There's been a lot of overseas trade, as you've seen, a lot of overseas deals. Obviously, what's going on in the US as well. But I think everybody's starting to focus on costs and performance again. And we have always been counter-cyclical, so we always do well in that sort of an environment. And happily, it's continuing as well. So, you know, it was just a one-hit wonder thing.
Yeah, it would appear that there's a lot of you're gaining a lot of traction. I mean, I'm looking at the last couple of deals with your first landmark contract in Asian Pacific, followed by very quickly by the first mobile and multilingual contract with the energy supplier, which seems to be going quite good at the moment.
Yes, yeah, it's going very well. I mean, energy is a new sector for us, so that's great.
Yeah.
But we've obviously had an increase in usage of our technology with our business process outsourcers as well. So they've got a lot of challenges going on in terms of improving their profitability, coping with robotics projects, and clients are demanding better fees from them. So there's a big demand there. We've also seen our technology being used by leading technology players whose name I can't mention actually, but I'm sure everyone's guessed who it is.
Yeah.
Who've been using our software in innovative ways as well. So we've got this really great sort of happy marriage of new sectors, new territories, new markets, if you like, in terms of the type of client that's using our software, all coinciding with a fantastic customer base that we already have. And of course, our hosting model, where we've got that recurring revenues and that great order book. The order book really does help us deliver our results now every year.
Yeah, I mean, it does appear that the multiple income streams that you've got, and also what many people haven't talked about in the past, is almost that you're almost running almost with a currency edge because of diverse different markets that you're in.
So,
sterling has been impacted slightly by the Brexit and the indecision and uncertainty, you guys have been just coasting along with income streams coming from all over the world.
Yeah, and actually, that's certainly true. We're not only good value, but we also look cheap at the moment. So that's helped.
Yes.
Interestingly, we did hardly any trade with Europe, but since Brexit, we've actually won deals in new European countries as well. So that's a bit odd. So anyway, we'll see how that goes as time goes on with the Brexit challenges, etc.
No, that's excellent. Absolutely fantastic set of results there. And you've still got cash in the bank to do some more deals as well.
We certainly have. That was really important to us. And that's another area of focus. You know, if you do the right things, if you deliver correctly to your customers, you can get your invoices paid and you can collect your cash. I'm a bit old fashioned, Peter, to be honest. To me, you sell to customers, you deliver a great job, you make sure it's a profitable sale, you collect your cash and your business will work moving forward. So, that's the way I like to work.
Excellent, excellent. So record contracts forwards as well. Your order book's looking quite healthy.
Yeah, very much so. So it's above, we're saying 18.5 today.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've still got to go through the audit for all of our numbers.
Yeah.
It should be above that.
Excellent. Well, fantastic. I mean, you touched on January, celebrated 29 years in business, Elizabeth, from you starting it from scratch. So congratulations on that.
I know you have to say that, Peter, because I feel every one of those years.
That's because you've worked so hard and you're so determined, mate. That's the Midlands lady
in
you.
I tell everyone I'm only 20, really.
Well, I'll in Cardiff on Saturday, I'll introduce you as 21 if I'm allowed to.
Best not. Wait till you
Now, I wanted to just talk now. I'm absolutely, the team and I are absolutely thrilled to have you next Saturday as one of our presenters. So thank you for that. It's less than a week away. I wanted to ask, really, just as a teaser for our audience that we're going to have at the museum in Cardiff, what topics can attendees look forward to hearing from you on Saturday evening? What sort of aspects can you cover?
I'm quite sure that your audience will be interested to know whether our last 6 months was a one-hit wonder and why we feel we can continue with that. I think they should also be interested in the new strategy that our current board is pursuing. We have a fantastic board, great teamwork, everyone all pulling in the same direction, which is all good news. So I think, obviously, your attendees are interested in the investment proposition, and they really ought to be coming along to find out whether the fundamentals are there to make us a good investment.
Cool. I wanted to ask one personal question, really, in a sense of I'm big on tech and my big data, yeah, and Internet of Things. Is there going to be some discussion about the future of tech and big data, robotics intervening against human?
Yes. Well, spookily, I was discussing that with my chairman today.
Okay.
For us, what we're seeing is robotics actually coming into the processing world, absolutely are. But it tends to throw out a lot of exceptions which still have to be managed. So it's alongside the human element rather, yeah, than replacing that human element. And I mentioned that we are end-to-end process managers, whether that's a human or a robot, we don't care, as okay, well as optimising the performance of the workforce as well.
Okay.
So we're not seeing any impact at the moment in terms of threat to our business, but it's something for us to keep an eye on and evaluate what's going on.
Okay.
On an ongoing basis.
Oh, of course. Now, Elizabeth, I've covered all of my questions. I didn't know if there's anything you want to encapsulate regarding the trading update and potentially Cardiff before we sign off.
Well, no, looking forward to Cardiff very much. Obviously, for us, we're into our new financial year now, so the trading update is a bit of old news as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
But, it's good to get it out there and, so we can carry on and keep focusing on our next 6 months.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on your 29th year. I look forward to celebrating your 30th with you next year. Even though you're a young woman, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday with the rest of the team that we've got out there. So
look forward to it too, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care and God bless, Elizabeth. Bye for now.
Take care. See you Saturday.
Bye.